我也是，爱你的心思心人物，
That's right. This is Connected Dots Radio Show on the BBS Internet Radio Network. That's right, BBS. Like a BB gun. BBS. S as in snake. Yeah, there are a lot of snakes in the grass on this planet, let me tell you. Bad performers interfering in our joyful human life. That's right, this is your host, Tom Edison. You heard it right. That is my real name, Tom Edison. Kind of like the guy who invented the light bulb. But no, that wasn't me. But I have a similar name. And though I am an inventor, I am an inventor of solutions. I'm an inventor of music, a singer-songwriter. I have music out there. I made my contribution to the human race already. I've got philosophical, social commentary songs. I've got rock and roll songs for people who just want to go out there and party. And I've got entertaining videos out there because we have to have fun, people. You know, this is an educational show, and I talk about the problems. I talk about the players. You know, it's important for us to know who our enemies are. And believe me, the human race has plenty of enemies. Not that we were looking to make enemies, but they came here and pushed their will upon us, and they've been overly controlling us, the human race, for way too long. And that's what the whole ascension program is all about, the coming event, followed by the actual landing of extraterrestrial beings on our world. You'll never hear this on fake news, because they're controlled by the world controllers, who are bad operators, ET races that have been controlling the human race as a slave labor force. Yeah, they're everywhere. Not only have they've turned humans into slave laborers on planet Earth here, there's also things that the secret space program knows about, that there's actually a slave trade in our solar system still going on, where beings, just like in Star Trek episodes, beings from other realms come to our solar system to buy slaves. These are people that have been abducted on our planet. That's right. When you go out in the, just a reminder, when you go out in the wilderness at night, you might want to be wary about what's around you, and have a weapon with you too, really, because I hear that if you're abducted onto a spacecraft and you have just a pistol with you and a gun, that you can actually shoot these bad aliens, and they will, green blood will pour out of them, or green liquid or something like that. And so they can, they're fearful of weapons, because you can actually harm them with physical weapons. And then they might decide to drop you off back on planet Earth. Yeah, you don't want to be abducted by aliens. And they do this. They get away with it, and the media covers for them, and so does your government that's controlled by the media. So does the militaries that work with the bad ETs. Well, a better day is coming. The good ETs are all in our solar system. They're all watching what we're doing. They would like us to really solve our own problems, and they would like us to do our part in ascending. I mean, the big plan is to ascend the whole planet. This information has been given to those of us that seek knowledge for the last 30 years at least. if not longer. And its mainstream media has made has worked very hard to keep this truth from you. Your children in school are being lied to and deceived, just like I was when I was going to school. You know, this should be universal knowledge. This should be planetary knowledge that the time cycles are at the point where it's perfectly we're ripe for ascension in regards to the mother wheels of energy that the universe operates on. And, you know, that's the whole point of the aligning of the planets and the stars, is that when you have certain alignments, energies combine together and possibilities exist that don't exist further down the road or before you get to that point. But we're at that point. If you can think of a garden, the vegetables getting right, and it's just time to pick that tomato off the vine, and that's where we're at. But if the tomato lays on the vine too long, it will eventually miss its opportunity to be picked off, and the beautiful tasting fruit will not be so beautiful anymore, and the possibility translates into ascending off this planet. That opportunity will not be as easy as it is now, even though this is the point. We're living in it right this very moment, this very second, as you're listening to this radio show. Okay? We're at the point already where we should be picked off the vine and ascended into the better reality, where the dark energies, the slower vibrating energies, can't find us. And that's part of the key of all this thing about energy. You know, in order to ascend into the so-called next dimension, or what's programmed for us is to go up two-dimensional levels. You know, let's say the first one is everything vibrates 1,000 times faster, and maybe the second one, everything right, the one we're scheduled for, the fifth dimension, everything has to vibrate maybe 1,000,000 times faster. Anyhow, you get the general idea. And if you look at what goes on our planet, the powers to be, the governments that are mind-controlled by the dark side to keep us in the status quo of slaves on our own planet, they do everything in their power to slow us down. You know, people enjoy vibrating faster. Absolutely. A perfect example is you get, you know, your driver's license, you go start driving your car, and you find that there's a certain exhilaration to driving faster. In fact, I can tell you personally, when you drive 80 miles an hour, when you get up to that speed, it's much more enjoyable than driving at 40 miles an hour, you know, or 50 miles an hour. And sure, some people are scared to do that, but for those of us who are not, there's a certain enjoyment that when you get above 80 miles an hour, some people it's 85 miles an hour, a certain enjoyment to traveling that fast you get to appreciate. And of course, if you watch what governments have done all around all the world, they have suppressed people from driving fast because they don't want us to anything that might lift our vibration. The seatbelt fiasco that goes on, the forced people being forced to wear seatbelts. First of all, it's oppression, telling someone what to do in their own private automobile, what they have to do. This is outright oppression, and the fact that everybody's going along with it, has been going along with this crap, this forced oppression, says how brainwashed and over control we are, what kind of sheeple we've been turned into. We don't squawk about things being done wrong. No, the seatbelt slows down your vibration too, because it goes right over your heart, right over your lungs, and it restricts your breathing. You know, eventually it starts restricting your breathing, prevents you from breathing in full breaths. And they love that, the controllers, because less breath means it makes it harder for you to your vibrations to excel. If you really truly care about your freedom, then you should be against seatbelts, and you should be against speed limits too. I mean, sure, we need to understand there's times when we need to slow down, But at the same time, the idea of a speed limit forcing people not to go what they feel is right for them is wrong. It's evil, in fact. Yeah, speed limits are evil. To slow down when there's children playing around, that's called common sense and consideration. But there should be no forced speed limit, you know? If you don't understand that, you lack understanding, and therefore you're not qualified to be in any position of authority or lawmaking, et cetera, et cetera. And the people, the police that are willing to enforce these draconian laws because it's their job and their captain tells them to, no, they need to change their attitude because they have a rotten attitude. They're not helping humanity. They're helping the dark side, whether they know it or not. There shouldn't be all these ridiculous motor vehicle laws because they're all designed to suppress you from speeding up your vibrations. You know? You need to understand that. This is serious oppression of your right to vibrate faster. All seatbelt laws are evil. Most motor vehicle laws are evil. And if you can't understand that, you lack understanding, should not be part of any part of the government, should not be part of any part of any police department, and you should just shut up and learn from those of us who have the knowledge. And that is my take on it, and you can't prove me wrong at what I'm saying. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. You think you can prove me wrong in the conversation? I dare you to call up, you know, and I'll show you that you don't know what you're talking about. And, of course, I don't think anybody's going to challenge me if you listen to my show before, because you have to read about 100 books and experience hundreds of things out in nature that you probably haven't done any of these things. So you don't have a chance. And I warn people all the time, you know, don't try to win an argument with me, because I've been, you know, I have too much experience doing this, and my tongue is razor sharp. Meanwhile, I'm an easy to get along with person. If you've got something to offer that's intelligent, and you start a conversation with me in a pleasant way, and you know how to respect my ideas as I will your ideas, we can have an intelligent conversation on this show. And that's what the show is all about. That's why it's a call-in radio show. The number here is 888-627-6008. I don't expect anybody to come on and challenge me. They would just be making a fool of themselves. But that's why I give out the warning. But at the same time, there's many topics that we should be discussing, one human being to another. And by the way, this is a special show because I'm talking in front of a display of crystals. That's right. I have 13 crystals centered around single termination crystal pointing up, and it's certainly absorbing my vibrations. And each one of these crystals, look, did you know crystals are alive? Yes, they are. So when we're around crystals, we want to put out good vibrations. And my vibration, basically, I'm a loving person, and I ask everybody else to be loving people too. If we all projected love, we wouldn't have any problems. Of course, we're being constantly bombarded with negative vibrations through the TV, through the news media. And while we're talking about the news media, how do you pay more attention to what's going on, the words they choose to use? Every story they tell, they use words that are related to violence and hate and kill and all kinds of bad things like that. You start listening to how they run every story. And their sensationalism approach. This one hammered that one. All kinds of clever words that all connect to violence. And this is mind manipulation, not to mention what's hidden behind the screen. And I've warned people before. There's these books out here called 3D books. Books of pictures, where pictures are hidden behind pictures. And once you learn how to refocus your eyes to see what's hiding behind the hidden picture, behind the real picture, or the obvious picture, rather, you'll see that realities can get hidden behind reality so easily. And your subconscious will pick up on that, even if you're not consciously aware of it. It's a great movie out. I've talked about this movie before. 1988, I think, was called Day Live. It was about a famous professional wrestler starred in it, Roddy Piper. If you don't know who he is, then you obviously don't know anything about professional wrestling. Even though professional wrestling, it's all scripted, some of these personalities are, they're really dynamic people. Anyhow, he starred in the movie, and what the movie was about, he put on a pair of sunglasses, and he could see the aliens, what they really look like. Yeah, there's aliens walking amongst us. They know how to project a human image, and they project it very well, and we all get fooled if we're not paying attention. And in this movie, all you had to do was put on sunglasses, and you could immediately tell who the aliens are, because you would see their true representation. We could use a pair of sunglasses like that, all of us. But there's other ways to tell who the aliens are. But if you're not looking for them, they will fool you. They'll pass for humans, because they've mastered the technique of disguising themselves. You know, we've had terms for them, shapeshifters, et cetera, et cetera. If you watch science fiction movies, especially the Star Trek series, you'll always see episodes of creatures that have the ability to shapeshift. Even before Star Trek was on, back in the early 60s, there was a show called The Outer Limits, and they had quite a few episodes where creatures from other worlds were shapeshifting to look like humans. They became part of important military projects, and it was all about subversively taking over our formal institutions in their effort to take over planet Earth and control the human race. And the harsh reality is, hey, every government in the world has been basically somewhat, is a portion of it is controlled by the dark side. Every military in the world is somewhat controlled, but a portion of it is controlled by the dark side. And they keep this in place by what's called the chain of command system. And which brings me to the fact that, hey, like I say, I'm doing my part of trying to bring out the truth here. I wrote a book called Connect the Dots Theory. That's where I got the name of the show. And in the book, I point out, and I make many attempts, and I succeed at making these attempts to educate the reader and who the bad players are in our world. I don't name them all, but I name many of them, and I explain the ways in which they control our world. And basically, they gain access to powerful positions in the chain of command systems, and then if you're at the top of the chain of command system, you can override anybody underneath you simply by a chain of command authority. And if you have brainwashed all the sheeples, and, you know, and some of us are not voluntary sheeples, but we've been forced into being sheeples. You want to support that chain of command system. I mean, if everybody in the chain of command system was good, hey, it'd be a perfect system, but it's not. Many of the people at the top are evil, and that's reality, you know? So we need to have, at this point in time, still, we need to have exceptions to the chain of command systems. And that's why we need people that are elected to positions of authority to be aware of what's going on in this world, of which, you know, I'm running my show out of New York here, and there's very few people in the metropolitan area here that are in government that I could say are really aware of everything I'm talking about here, close to none of them. And even if there was one of them, that wouldn't be enough. And that brings to the point, hey, that's why I am a 2020 U.S. presidential candidate, because I've got the knowledge and to fix all these problems, because I know who the bad players are out there, and I know how to deal with them and how to change things and how to put safeguards on our chain of command system. So even though these dark force alien creatures pretending to be humans have gained authority in our chain of command system, they can be negated. And you can take that word any way you want, but the way I'm using it is nullified by setting up certain procedures where there are exceptions to chain of command structures. When somebody is identified as being non-human, definitely, you have to be removed in chain. or you can just do roadblocks so you can't use your chain of command system to harm us any more than you're harming us today. And there are not enough alternatives with that, unfortunately. But we're working on it. Anyhow, that's why I'm running for president, you know, to solve the problems. Because the problem, you have to have access to the problems to solve the problems. When you're the president of the United States, you have access to just about everything, especially if you're a true leader and don't take no for an answer. And so anyhow, if you got nothing to do once in a while, and if you can remember what I'm saying, my website is 2020 President Tom Edison, TOMEDISON, just like it sounds, 2020 President Tom Edison .com. Yes, you got to put that .com on there, and it'll take you to my site. But there's even an easier way to go. You don't even have to remember. Go to BBS Radio. It's easy to remember. BBS and BB Gun. You probably know already because you're listening to BBS Radio. Go to BBS Radio. Go to my show, which is scheduled at Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific Time. PT, you know? The letters P and the letters T. It's an abbreviation for Pacific Time. Yes, my show, Connect the Dots, is on BBS Radio Station 1 at 10 p.m. Pacific Time. Now, I do the show from New York, so if you're listening from the New York area, that's 3 hours time difference. So 10 p.m. Pacific Time translates into Sunday, 1 a.m. That's right. It's after 1 a.m. already here in the New York area. And you can figure out the rest yourself. And if you don't know, ask somebody to help you figure out how to decipher what time zone you're in and how it relates to 10 p.m. Pacific Time Saturday. Because that's my show, Connect the Dots. Hey, if you're listening, tell your friends to listen to the show. I claim to be one of the most informative shows out there on radio. And, hey, the show before me, E.T. Yoga, E.T., the letters E.T. as in extraterrestrial yoga. Yeah, the show E.T. Yoga, whose host is named is Charlie Green. He always has some informative information about who you are, what to avoid, many of the same topics I talk about. If you had been listening tonight, which sometimes I do listen to his show before I go on, he was talking about the XYZ activation connection meditation, which employs a visualization. You need to look that up, or you should, because it can help you connect with the universe more. Your mind is the key to connecting with the universe, yes. And I believe he also mentioned, but I'll mention it in my own words, your mind is the most powerful, one of the most powerful computers in the world. Yes, it's a living computer. So get off this fake AI, artificial intelligence computer, love with computers. Your mind is way more powerful. Because your mind is able to create realities. Artificial computers can't do that. They only can mind control you. They can do that, and they can help you out with the complicated tasks, mathematical tasks, that you wouldn't want to be bothered with. But the beauty of interacting with your mind connects, is capable, once you learn to get in control of your mind is capable of connecting with the whole universe. And the beauty of connecting with the universe, you don't have to do the mathematics anymore. All you have to do is mentally make the connection, put your desires and thoughts out there, which automatically go out anyhow, whether you know it or not. But when you put your intention behind your thoughts become more powerful. More wheels start turning out there. And more things happening in your life are in relation to what you're thinking. thinking and what you're thinking you would like to see happen. Yes, there is some truth to that. You're creating your own reality. Sure, we're all forced to have things are forced upon us by the dark side, but we still have full control. We unfortunately, we're all being subjected to a lot of bad things here. And I believe our friend Charles Green, the ET yoga guy, mentioned about the 5G. I have to mention it just about every week because this is just about coming online pretty soon. It's going to interfere with your water molecules, and which is going to also interfere with the oxygen supply in your blood. The less oxygen you have, the harder it is for you to increase your vibrations. Another dirty little trick they're playing on you, the human race. This is known, this knowledge is known as subversively being used against us, the good people of Earth, by the dark side. They'll do anything to keep control of us, including kill us on the way. And also, what's bad about the increased microwave frequencies of the 5G system, we're talking something like 92,000 pulsations per second. Well, you wonder why it interferes with your water molecules. Human bodies were not designed to live in that kind of a harmful environment. It will start causing cancers very quickly in people that have weak immune systems, and eventually it will get everybody that had, except those of us who have learned how to protect ourselves. And this is a hard thing to protect yourself from. I mean, what are you going to do? Shield your whole house in aluminum? Well, I mean, that's one of the ways, because the transformer is going to be out in front of your house. And, of course, the big transformers locally will be out there to get the masses in general, but they're going to get everyone, people in suburbia, you know, where there's one house next to one house. Well, they're going to be putting it on the pole next to your house, the closest pole. And these things are going to be affecting people that don't even use electronics, and they're going to be pulsating 92,000 pulsations or more per second, 24/7. And how long can your body maintain that? It's going to be rough, you know. You'll say heads of the hills. Well, that's where you'll be safest, away from the towers. Right, and you don't want to head for a hill with a tower on top either. You know, they call them the Gwen Towers. You know, they tell you it's all about cell phone. Yeah, some of them are, but at the same time, they're sending bad frequencies to kill you, or weaken you at least. And this is happening right now. There are some towns that are under 5G attack already, and some of them have come out and said, we're having a lot of health problems, no sooner than you shut that 5G up. Plus, your children are being microwaved to death. If you have children in school, just for the sake of their health, take them out of school. They don't need the public brainwashing. It's not public education. It's public brainwashing, you know? I mean, what do they have planned for you? If you're going to graduate and sit in front of a computer system and serve the AI intelligence and the dark side, that's what they have planned for you. That's not living. Mm-hmm. Living human being is supposed to be interacting with Mother Nature. You know, how many people go out and interact with Mother Nature, and I mean really interact. I don't mean just go to the tourist site and, stuff your face with a poisonous hot dog while you're walking down a paved path. No, that's not going out in Mother Nature. You want to walk where there is no path. You want to walk between the bushes. You want to hear the leaves rustling under your feet. You want to take a breath of fresh air if you can still find one. You have to get pretty far nowadays. The woods is a good place to go. And as I warned before, you know, if you are going to go out at night, you should really avoid that unless you know what you're doing, because especially in areas of national parks, because they've been turned over to the extraterrestrials, the bad players, the bad guys. You know, this is where, I guess, the military said, oh, you can abduct people from national parks, or somebody made that decision. And that's where most people get abducted, in national parks. Yeah. So be careful. Don't stray from the campfire at night, and don't be walking around at night. And turn off the lights, because they can spot you easy like that. And be careful where you sleep out under the sky. especially if you're in a national park, because that's what they look for, single people, nobody's watching, and those are the ones they abduct there. But some reason or other, they don't want to abduct people that are, somebody's watching what's going on. I talk about in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. If you want to be educated about what goes on at night, get my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It sells for $5 or less. You can, a notebook pad maybe you have to pay $7 for. Of course, it's more to buy the actual book, though I recommend, you know. You pay the $20 or so for the book in Barnes & Noble or anybody else that will get it for you, because you can look at the pictures better when you have them in a book. You know, there is some advantages to having a book as opposed to scrolling on the screen. If you don't understand it, well, you've never read any books, especially books with pictures. You can study pictures way, way better when you're in a book. Sure, you might be able to expand small sections of the page on your notepad or personal computer, and in some ways that's good, but I've got a book that has so many pictures, and you want to flip from one page to the other and do it quicker than you can on your computer screen. And like I said, there are certain advantages to having a book and reading from a book. First of all, you're sitting in front of the computer screen, you know, you have to be considerate of that. If you're sitting too close to your screen, you're absorbing a lot of negative energy from the screen. And most of us don't have screensavers. If you do, hey, if you have a screensaver on your PC, in fact, that's a good reason to call up this show. Call up and let us know, hey, I've got a screensaver. And then you can tell people, while you're talking on the phone to me, about some good screensavers that might benefit them. And that's important information. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. The number is 888-627-6008. Well, I've been rambling on here. Yeah, let me just mention some other good things I heard in the last show. Egyptian healing rods. Copper and zinc rods filled with crystals. Hey, you ought to put that, catalog that right next to tachyon chambers, which, is basically a framed pyramid you're laying under with crystals and, probably copper rods. Of course, if you had the money to, make the, copper frame into a gold frame, oh my God, well, you have a powerful pyramid to lay under. And pyramids are magical things. And you want to prove there's other dimensions, other realities beyond the physical reality, make yourself a pyramid out of cardboard. I read about it, I did it, and I quickly found, you know, prove it to yourself, make a cardboard out of pyramid, and take the angles of the Great Pyramid, 51 degrees, 51 minutes, and it's maybe 14 seconds. Doesn't have to be totally exact, just make sure you cut the four corners, that's cardboard's easy to work with. You make cut one side of the pyramid, one face of the pyramid, and then you use that as a template to cut the other three. And cardboard pyramid, then you put a banana under it, and you'll see the banana doesn't go bad, close to never. Weeks will go by, months will go by. You'll be surprised how long that banana will stay under there. In fact, that's why it's kind of a mummification process that... but it also changes the sugar taste of a banana. It will taste a little different. It will be less sugary. And that's part of the explanation why when the grave robbers broke into the pyramids, they found mummies or mummified remains of humans, because they were in a pyramid, and a pyramid kind of sets the mummification process in. Like I put a banana under a pyramid. I left it in there for months. And we were talking about cardboard pyramid, you know. Cardboard has no special properties, but it was the shape was connecting with the universe. That's right. You only need the shape to connect with the universe. You don't have to do the computations of the mathematics. It's all in place already, and it works automatically. And the banana did, it never went bad, but it did start to shrivel up in size a little. But I still took it out and cut it open, and it was still fresh inside. But so I saw for myself that, yeah, cardboard, even a cardboard pyramid will create a mummification, but it will keep the fruit from going rotten. And I talk about this in my book, Connected Dots Theories. I talk about things that you never even heard about in my book. If you want to find out some real truth that nobody ever talks about, and I mean nobody, and if you have bought that book, and you find something, and you can read the whole book, and you can honestly call up my radio show and tell me that you knew everything that was in that book, everything, I'll quiz you, and we'll see if you knew everything beforehand. And that's how much I packed into this book. Plus, it's only got 100 pages of text. The pictures speak 1,000 words. And I wrote it like that. I use simple language. So anybody that has a high school education, perhaps even a junior high school education, can pick that book up and become an educated human being, far beyond what the so-called public education system, or even the college system, wants to teach you. And it's that great of a book. That's why I tell everybody, if you're listening to my voice, you have no excuse for not going out there and getting that book and educating yourself beyond where you are already, because there's things in there that no one on this planet has ever talked about. I don't care who your favorite guru is. I don't care who your Star Channel person is. I don't care, unless you've met personally with the Lord Jesus Christ, you don't know what I've revealed in this book. I'm serious. Doesn't make me a better person than you, but I've done my homework. And the purpose of the book was to educate people beyond where they're at and get them more prepared for the ascension opportunity that's coming. And that is, why I'm running for president. You know, I don't know if you ever read the Bible. I don't care if you did or not, but if you did read the Bible, there's these things called the Gospels, and there's the Gospel of Mark. And it's the 9th chapter, the 35th verse, where Jesus of Nazareth is quoted as saying, if you want to be a leader, you got to be a servant of anyone. And those are my ethics. It's on my website, 2020presidenttomedison.com. And there isn't anything more ethical than that. To want to be the president of the United States so you can be a servant of everyone and solve everybody's problems. And I have the knowledge to solve any problem you're on earth. You know? I follow the ET, and I learn things from them. Nobody knows everything. But when it comes to solving problems, I know enough to really solve any problem. You know? Because I've developed my methods. And my work methods always work for me. And I've never been stumped with a problem I couldn't eventually solve using my methods that work for me. You know, if you want to become a wizard solving problems, you'll probably have to create your methods for you to solve problems. You know, this idea that you got to read textbooks, oh, BS, if you know what that stands for, you don't. You have to read some information to get some certain knowledge. Sure, you have to get some education, but then you get to the point where, you know, I've got enough now, I can go on my own, and I can start getting better ways of solving problems, et cetera, better ways of inventing anything. Again, the mind, your mind is the best computer ever invented. That's why we're envied by the good races, our galactic brothers and sisters, because they know that we are great thinkers when we put our mind to it. But you have to train your mind, you know? Just like Google. You know, you go on Google with people who you're living your lives around Google instead of finding out information for yourself. Oh, I'll Google it. Well, Google is good in relation to what's been put in it. Many times, and I find this with other people too, when you bring up the topic, you know, you're on your personal computer and you're typing in a word, and all of a sudden the line comes under and you're telling you it's a misspelling. And I pay attention to things like that, and to be sure, usually I know whether I'm right or not, I'll pull out a dictionary. And sure enough, I catch the Google machine all the time making mistakes, trying to tell me I misspelled something when I didn't. And so the correlation is here. Your mind is only as good being a living computer. You have to program your mind, that living computer, to function to its highest ability. And just like Google's computers only work as good as they program them to. And there's plenty of flaws. You catch them all the time. In fact, that's my biggest complaint about computers. They're all designed, by people. You could call them tech nerds, whatever. I'm sure they're good people, but they're designed by people that don't have a good understanding of what it is to be a human being and about shortcuts. Everything, basically, on your computer, it's not up to my satisfaction. They're always forcing me to walk through their maze, which takes much longer than I like to operate at. Again, I have a well-functioning, well-programmed mind. Operate at probably the speed of thought, which is 10 to the 42nd power. You know, that's a scientific fact. It's out there. I came across where you're reading a book. You know, I've learned a lot of things from books. But you'll never learn that in any college in the whole world. They're not going to tell you that information. There's probably hundreds of thousands of scientists out there that don't know that fact, but it is a fact. Thoughts travel at 10 to the 42nd power. If you're a mathematician, you know that means 42 zeros behind the number 10, a number so large there isn't a mean to describe it. That's why we describe it as 10 to the 42nd power, by identifying how many zeros are behind the number 10. And that's how fast I think. And so I'm very disappointed with computers all the time because they don't think as fast as I. They're not up to my speed, you know. They couldn't be possibly up to that speed because that's beyond the capabilities of artificial intelligence. You just can't operate that fast. I mean, they do things real fast. They're getting better. But what really bugs me is the, you know, it could be made to service much better if they were programmed to get rid of all this walking us through the maze nonsense, you know. I mean, I look at a situation, the answer to the problem comes to me in 1 second. I'm not saying this to brag. I'm saying it because it's a fact. When you train your mind to work like that, it works like that. Of course, you have to have a good base of information to be able to make decisions, what's called split-second decisions, which are way less than a second, really. And we could get our computers working close to that. It'll never be that fast. Nothing will be faster than the human mind. But we're not even trying to do that because they're stuck in the algorithms and whatever. And those things do serve purposes, but they're not as fast as our minds. And they force us, and all the computers still force us to walk through their little mazes, which is just a waste of your precious time. And when you're living this life in a human body, you have a limited amount of time because you're living in a toxic system that limits the amount of years you can live. I hear if we could eliminate all the negative frequencies and we had all the knowledge, we as human beings could probably live 1,000 years. There's stories of this that go on. Of course, who would want to live 1,000 years on this earth the way it is? Supposedly, we're going to have a better earth in the fifth dimension, and then we might want to live 1,000 years on a single planet. And of course, we're already immortal citizens, immortal personalities of the universe. We've just been lied to since birth on this world, you know, and part of our memory has been erased. And of course, most of us are still operating on only two strands of DNA, and they reinforce this with the medical profession and the scientists, you know, in their diagram of the two strands of DNA. Well, actually, we all have 12 you know, finally the knowledge is coming out that 10 have been turned off, probably by the Anunnaki. Read the book, The 12th Planet. You'll find out where one of the major causes of the distortion of the human being and turning off a lot of the good things in humans. Of course, we can turn them back on, and there are galactic beings here in this world helping us right now. And to connect with them, you need to want to connect with them first, because that's the way it works. Intention empowers your thoughts, you know, but you've got to be more explicit about who you want to connect with. Again, in my book, Connect the Dots Story, I have a story about be careful what you ask for. Somebody wanted to connect with the extraterrestrials, UFOs reported in a certain area. Fortunately, he got his wish, but not in the way he wanted to. That's the way the universe works. There's little surprises now and then. The dark forces heard him calling out, and they honored his request, just like if you stupidly play with a Ouija board. You want to know the spiritual world exists? You want to know the invisible world? What, you want proof? Yeah, play with a Ouija board, but at the same time, I'll tell you don't. Because I've talked to people that have played with it. And the only people that answer you on a Ouija board is the dark side, the demons. You know, they'll be very happily to prove that they exist. And if you stupidly invite them into your lives, they will come in and they will use you and abuse you, because that's all they have to do with themselves. And they're all addicted to abusing humans, demonic beings. And so you should stay away from that. But hey, you know, they'll prove it to you real fast. Oh, you want to know whether there's a visible world? Yes, there is. We'll show you. And so be careful whom you invite when you put your communications out there. You want to define whom you're looking to connect with. You're looking to connect with beings that understand who the source of all that is, God, or whatever you want to name you want to give to God. You know, God doesn't really have a name, because being the source of all there is, there was no need to have a name. If you're the only one there, why would you need a name? Of course not. So it's referred to in what's commonly referred to as we've been taught here in America, the third person. There's the first person, the second person, the third person. Don't ask me to explain it. Ask them, a teacher in public school will explain it to you. And the most commonly used term is the Heavenly Father. Right? It has nothing to do with sex. For any of you dummies that want to make an argument about that, well, God is neither male nor female. In fact, male or female did not even exist at the beginning. In fact, for eons and eons beyond billions and trillions of years, all the creations by the single source of all there is were spirit beings. There was no physical reality, you know. Again, buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory, you know. You won't be sorry. You will learn things. You'll see pictures of things that nobody else has ever revealed to the general public. I'm serious, you know. It only has 100 pages of text and about 75 pages of pictures, and maybe 10 important diagrams to explain things I didn't have the opportunity to take pictures of, but what I personally saw and experienced and felt. But it's one of the most educational books out there. I mean, I could recommend other educational books, but you're not right. If you're a beginner, if you haven't read some really sophisticated books, you're not going to be able to handle these other ones. But I talk about them now, down the Crystal Connection. If you can find that book, you're lucky. It's out of print. I went looking to get myself a second copy, because I kind of wore out my first copy. Too much writing on every page, and the pages are deteriorating. Too much writing on it, because I correlate everything. I make my own notes. I have an NIV Bible. I got more writing in the Bible than there's print on the pages. Correlating. That's a difficult book to correlate everything, because it doesn't all match. You know, you got the Old Testament, you got the New Testament, and then you got the what you need to consider also, too, you, of course, you won't know what to correlate it again unless you read other books, newer books, that put what you're reading in the Bible in proper context. If somebody goes to seminary school and learns about the Bible, and that's all he knows about what he learned in seminary school, he does not have the correct interpretation for a certain percentage of it there. Some interpretations are easy, and some of them you need other books to correlate to find out what the real interpretation is there, or what's really being talked about. And that's my take on it. Let me tell you, hey, book like The Keys of Enoch, I met the author, Dr. Hurkacz. Great book, but if you don't have a science background, you're not going to grasp too much of it. That's why my book is better than these books. Yeah, it is better than the Bible in a sense, because I explain what I have in my book. You know, I put it in plain, clear English. It's not something that people were writing down thousands of years ago. It's something that's been written down in the last couple of decades. I started writing it maybe about two decades ago, and I finally completed it, you know. It took a number of years to get the information to explain it, and I translated everything that I had learned into simple language, because the simpler the language, the more easy it is to understand. And that was the purpose of writing the book, to make it easy to understand, that anybody with high school education, or even junior high school education, that knows how to think of themselves, can read this book and increase their education level by tenfold. There's that much information. And plus, you'll see pictures. Again, nobody on the face of this earth has some of the pictures I have in there. Nobody. If they are, where are they? They're certainly not out there in print. And if you think you got pictures that that nobody else has seen, buy my book and see if you can find them. And if you have pictures nobody else has seen, you should be writing a book and putting them out there like I did. And I'm doing my share of educating the general populace here. And all these things, that's why I'm the most qualified person to be the next president of the United States. Okay, enough of the serious stuff. Let's talk about something more interesting. Yeah, I am a singer-songwriter. Hey, go to BBS Radio and look me up. Saturday, 10 p.m., Station 1, Connect the Dots. Click on the name and you'll find out all about me. I've got two albums out there at the CD Baby Music Store, you know. One of them is called Songs Better Than Jail, and you got to be bold and have great songs to say something, call your album that. I have a collection of some of the most philosophical, thought-provoking social commentary songs that anybody ever put. Even Bob Dylan doesn't have 23 great songs on one album, but I do. And that's why I called it that, to get your attention and let everybody know there's, if you're interested in philosophy and under social commentary. And I don't make mistakes when I talk. If I do, hey, call my radio show, call me up and tell me, hey, you made a mistake. Maybe you'll be right. And if you are right, I'll say, hey, thanks for pointing that out, you know. Now I got it right, you know. I've got a track record of being right 95% to 99% every day. Some days I actually do it 100%, and I'm always looking to improve, you know. Because that's how it is. The more you seek to improve, the more you will improve. You know, when I was a kid, I wanted to be able to understand everything. And that eventually has come true. And then I started writing songs and putting some of my knowledge in there, and eventually I wrote a book. And at the end of my song, show here, which is coming up very soon, you're going to hear what I call my anthem. It's called I Gotta Be Somebody. And it could be your anthem, too. It's my declaration of independence, and declaring what's important to me, and no, I'm not willing to just be a slave, and I'm not willing to just live to die. There has to be meaning to my life, and I've created meaning in my life, and you can do it for you, too, and that's why I wrote the song, to be an inspiration to other people. Listen to the words. It's coming up very soon, and before you hear that, you're going to hear my song. The lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Partying Kind? Yeah, I've always been a partying kind, people, you know? And I'm asking everybody else, are you the partying kind? The kind that wants to, you know, get as much of life as they can. that song is on the CD Baby, one of my CD Baby albums, American Party Songs. I'll be having a new video out too. Plus, I got a video out there just for entertainment purposes. You'll love it. It's called Subway Fantasy. Go to YouTube.com, go to music videos, and type in the words Subway Fantasy, spelled. You have to spell fantasy, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y, in order to get to mine. That's why I spell it differently, so it will be clearly identifiable from everybody else that uses that word fantasy. Again, the title is Subway Fantasy. P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. 32 minutes of the most entertaining rock and roll documentary you've ever seen in your life. This is a little science fiction thrown in for fun. I guarantee it's a nonstop roller coaster ride. You won't be disappointed. And it's important to have fun in life. And I'm not kidding with roller coaster rides, because I put some video things in there that are faster than a roller coaster. And you will enjoy. In fact, there's a certain segment that I continuously watch myself because I get exhilarated from the video with the fantastic guitar playing. In fact, you'll hear guitar playing on the one particular episode in that within that video. It's a song called Let Me Coax You On, because I want to coax you on to be where I'm at. I don't want to drag you down the hole. I want to bring you up out of the hole to be on the vibrations I'm on, which are fast vibrations. Every time I watch it, I get exhilarated. It's that good. I combine great guitar playing with super fast video, and boy, it gets you high. What are you high in life? Yeah, you could be if you watch my video. Subway Fantasy, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. Listen, we're getting down to the end of the show. Hey, I'm one of the best talking DJs. I'm not DJ. I'm the best talking host on radio. We're all best talking in the New York City area. Yeah. Okay, Mr. Andrew, I'm going to do the countdown, and you're going to play the end of Are You the Party in Kind, followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Listen to the words, people. You will be enlightened, and maybe it'll become your anthem. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear. To the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stop and look, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join down in my grave. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, here to my stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas.